Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I don't know how to express my sincere gratitude to Pastor Ralph and the leadership of this family for the many prayers and support that you have given to the mission in Ghana, West Africa. I'm grateful to be back again. And I always feel at home. I love the worship and the praise. And it's wonderful to see God's people loosen up and raise our voices and our hands and our feet, dance before the Lord and glorify Him. Thank you, church. I appreciate the body. How about Yeshua? For your prayers, we have traveled this way for many years. And I thank you on behalf of the leadership of the Word Alive Mission, my wife and my family, and the body in Ghana. We say thank you, and may God bless all of us for the work we are all doing for His kingdom in Ghana, West Africa. It's been 25 years since I met Pastor Richard Green. You may ask, how old are you? I'm 25, yeah. It's been wonderful. And also with Cedric, it's been 23 years. And Dr. Jane, for 17 years. And since I came to know Dr. Dean, Jane Toth, I've come to know this body over the same period of time. And I say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. I'm still looking to the day when Pastor Ralph and the whole worship team. In fact, if I have the money, I would have rented a boat. Because some people don't like to fly. So we'll put them on the slow boat and go to Ghana. They will really love you. And I really enjoy the worship and the praise. And our dear sister here, our musician, the last time I was here, she gave me one of her music. I keep listening to that very much. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. And we know that down the road, you'll come back again. Last year, you were able to send Dr. Jean Toth and the team to come back to Ghana. And I believe that it will not be too long. A team from this body will come and visit us. We are grateful to the Lord for the opportunity to share the gospel of the kingdom. As the Lord has given the church the mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And as a church, that is what we aspire to do, to reach the people of Africa with the gospel. Our ministry is mostly in the villages and few churches in the cities. Currently, we have established 20 branch churches in Ghana. And then we have two churches in Ivory Coast, which is a neighbor country. And the national language of Ivory Coast is French. And in the news, I think you heard a lot of news about Ivory Coast. But it's now stable. But a lot of people are being killed. Indeed, our pastors in Ivory Coast had to travel and come back to Ghana. The reason is that the rebels who helped to overthrow the incumbent president, who didn't want to leave because he lost the election, are now killing pastors. And more than 30 pastors have been killed. And most of the churches in the rebel stronghold have been closed down. And so pastors are now in Ghana. The churches are being led by the elders, and they are doing a good job. One of the elders who came with our pastor from Ivory Coast actually got sick, and he died in Ghana. And we couldn't take the body to Ivory Coast. We had to bury him right there in Ghana. But the Lord is good. In all these things, the gospel is being preached. People are being reached with the gospel of the kingdom. And we thank God for our pastors who have dedicated themselves to the service of God and the people in the villages. Some of the villages don't have electricity nor running water. Actually, years ago, we didn't have electricity. We didn't have running water in my village. But thank God, now we have the running water and electricity. Now we have tarred road even. So that's wonderful. We've come a long way. Woo! Praise the Lord. We decided to, because of our pastors going to the villages to preach the gospel, we were praying and believing God to get a motorbike for each pastor. And to date, we have been able to give 4 motorbikes to 4 pastors. And the desire is that they'll be mobile and be able to travel to the various villages and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. With the orphanage, we have 4 of our children are now in senior high school, in Hafasini Secondary School. And in Ghana, in the senior high schools, most of them are boarding and lodging. Yeah, and so 4 of them are there. They have no parents, no one to take care of them. But at least these 4 children are in high school. When they finish, who knows where the Lord will have them to be. And we desire that we will be able to help them to go to college or polytechnic or learn a trade or whatever they will like to do. And that will be a great help. In Africa, as you all know, Africa is a little more polygamous society. People have 2 wives, 3 wives, 10 wives, 20 wives. Not the Christians, yeah. That's for all unbelievers. And so they give birth to many children, 20 children, 30 children, 15 children. It's not this concept is actually dying out, but still people, you know, have 2 wives and they are still giving birth to many children. In my tribe, that is still my tribe, not in Ghana, but in my tribe, the 10th child is considered a curse. And so in the process of birth for the 10th child, they kill the 10th child. You know, they abandon the 10th child. And the desire of the orphanage is to get these abandoned children into the home and raise them up. Yeah, we don't want to make it too big that we are not able to take care of the children. And so it's a good facility there for them. And they go to school right there on the site, the mission site. And we thank the Lord for the orphanage that is being able to raise these children up. The nursing school, as you all know, is one of the... Anytime I mention the nursing school, I get a broad smile because we're not only preaching the gospel, we are meeting the needs of the physical needs of the people as well. And 10 years ago, when it was established and launched, we've trained over 2,000 students who have been able to go to various villages ministering to the people. And currently, we have 687 students at the nursing school. And with the nursing school, when it's open, when school is in session, and also the orphanage, the teachers, the staff, and the Christian school that have 300 children there, you have over 1,000 people on the mission site every day. And we thank the Lord to see that happening. Recently, before I left, we had the president of Ghana coming to my village, Ezeama. He toured the Western region, and on his tour, he brought a bus for the school. And we thank God for that. That was a big need that we had. Brand new bus and a pickup truck for the administration. Because they go to a lot of seminars, conferences, meetings with Ministry of Health and stuff like that. So they needed something that will help them to move around. And so we thank the Lord for that. God is good. Hallelujah. The gospel is being preached. Lives are being touched. The orphans are being taken care of. Pastors are being trained. And the gospel, the physical needs of the people are being met. And we thank God for your prayers and support. And for Mama Jean standing in the gap, getting all the books and the material that is needed to start a nursing school. And for Pastor Green, and for all of you, and for Pastor Ralph, and this assembly. I know our first overhead projector came from here. I remember that vividly. Hallelujah. And helping to carry the boats across the oceans and setting up and also buying a van for the school for when it started. And we thank God for you. And we pray God's blessing upon your life. And we look forward to the time that you will come and see what you have done in Ghana, West Africa. Amen. 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 How many will come with me to Africa? Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. And I pray that at the right time, He opens the door, brings the group together. And when you're coming, bring everything. We're going to have music. We're going to dance. We're going to glorify God. And you're going to teach us every aspect of Jewish dance to the glory of God. Hallelujah. God, love it. Yeah, we have a lot. Amen. We love it very much. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. I don't have a watch here. And Yeah. You don't need a white? Okay. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I actually, it takes me about an hour to wind up.
Don't worry, they're used to that.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. And it would take me about an hour to preach. Amen. I want us to turn our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we should read verses 1 to 10. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. But the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant hear it." Hallelujah. I'd like to share some few concepts in this passage. And I believe the Lord wants to reveal himself to us here in his word and help us to know what he wants us to do as a church, as a body, as individuals, and as a people. The calling of Samuel. And I want to say all of us as a church and as individuals and as a people, we need to be wary and careful whom we sit under to receive the word. Hallelujah. And what the Lord will have us to do. We live in an age where people have itching ears. And we want our ears to be tingled and receive sweet words, words that have no substance and teeter it. And sometimes, you know, the church has become a place that we like to merchandise, instead of preaching the word as it is and coming under people that are faithful, diligent, people that have proven themselves over the years, have integrity that we can learn from. and experience what they have experienced and enjoy the dealings that they have gone through and passing to us. The things that they have gone through that will help us to live a life for His glory and for His honor. Instead of attaching ourselves to congregation, sometimes we just sit by the TV and listen to the TV evangelists. And sometimes our dollars go there than go to the church of which you are a part. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Sometimes we even give more to the TV evangelists than to the church to support what God is doing in this place. And I would like us to take a look at it and see, as a church and as a body, what are we supposed to do? Attaching ourselves to this body, calling it your home, and being faithful to it, giving of our tithes and our offerings, supporting the ministry and the various activities in the body, and making the church what it is that it should be. When it's worship and you have good voice, say, I will be part of the worship team, or the dance team, or the youth group, or the children's ministry, and different aspects of ministry in the body. And we don't commit ourselves enough. And sometimes, you know, and I thank God for this church, because Sabbath is holy affair, family affair. And that's wonderful. To have the family in one place, worship God, praise the Lord, listen to His word, study His word, and have a meal together. And that is what church is all about. Yeah. And we need, sometimes people with itching ears, they don't want to hear the holistic word of God. People that brings division and, you know, destroy the fabric and the structure of the church and the systems that have been put in place in the body. And you got people that go about to destroy, to break. Amen. But you cannot destroy what God has established. Hallelujah. Amen. So we as a body, we need to say in our heart, I belong here. Amen. My time is for here. My energy is for here. My life belongs here. Hallelujah. And then we are able to do what the Lord will have us do. And God said, I will raise up faithful priests. And there are a lot of pastors all over, even in Ghana. You know, some of them are in there for the money. They preach because they want money. Mm-hmm. They go all over the place. And they are not called into ministry, but they call themselves in. And they merchandise the church and destroy the holiness and the righteousness that the church is to be, so that we can see the power and the glory of God in His body. We have people in Ghana that are like that. All they preach about is money. Money, giving money, giving money, giving money, 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 money. Hallelujah. And they leave the simple message of salvation. of righteousness, of holiness, of obedience, of the word of the Lord. And do whatever contrary to the word of God. And that is exactly what happened during the time of Samuel. Amen. You know, it's good to come under authority and to learn. Just like Elisha came under Elijah's authority. And when he is about to leave the scene, what can I do for you? I need a double portion of thy spirit. And people no more don't want to come under authority. We want to be authority. And that's wrong. Hallelujah. We need to be able to come under the authority of the church, of the leadership that God has placed in the body. And we learn from them. Seasoned men. Hallelujah. I've known Pastor Ralph for so many years. And I always like what he has to say. Share from the pulpit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seasoned men. Men that will not run away with people's wives. Amen. Men that will be solid. Solid. They are solid in the word. They preach the word. They teach the word. They live the word. And these are people that we will come under and say, teach me. Amen. I have my mother, one of my mothers in Canada. And she said, Charles, I'm about to die. I said, you don't die unless you lay hands and pray for me. So the school that I went to, they are going to try and raise the ticket for me to go there. I said, I want Mama Ruby to pray over me. Amen. And we need to come to a position that we come under and learn. And when you learn, you will do even greater things than the one that you learn from. Hallelujah. And that is important for us as a church. I don't know why I'm preaching this, but this is what the Lord laid on my heart all week. Praise the Lord. As Joshua came under Moses, and he became a powerful man of God, and God used him. Samuel came under Eli. But the Bible said, when Samuel served under Eli, the Targum would say, according to the Targum, Samuel's, the service of Samuel related to the tabernacle of the Lord. And also, he had the opportunity of shutting and opening the door and serving his master. Amen. But young people today, we don't want to serve. We want people to serve us. When I was growing up, and I'm 50 something years. Hallelujah. When you were sitting in a bus, you know, our buses is not like, you know, what do you have here? And an old lady comes in the bus or an old man comes in the bus, you stand up and let the old man sit down. But I'm growing to see that young men today, they don't stand up. And the young women, they don't stand up. But we young people of the church, we will do what? We will stand up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stand up. And Samuel did serve Eli in the house of the Lord, shutting and opening the doors, lighting the lamps, and the candles in the house of the Lord, in the tabernacle, and singing the praises of God, responding to the demands of Eli. Amen. According to Josephus, Samuel was 12 years at the time, serving God with all his heart. mind, soul, and body. And while Samuel was serving God, Eli's sons were doing the contrary. Amen. Eli's sons knew not the Lord. The Bible said, 1 Samuel 2 and verse 12, they were taking meat from the people before they even sacrificed unto the Lord. They were lying with the women, and Eli was old at that time. He could not serve them. In verse 1, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Hallelujah. The word was precious in those days. That is, the word of God was real. It was not common in those days. And at that time, they did not have the written Bible. They probably had a Torah. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says there was no open vision. What is a vision? It's a dream. A vision is a dream. In the Hebrew language, it means a dream or a revelation or an oracle or a prophecy. It's a word. Vision. There was no dream. There was no revelation of God in the things that God will have his body to do. There was no oracle at that time. God's word was precious. The New International Bible says the word was real. The New American Standard said the word from God was real in those days. And the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen. And he that keepeth the law, happy is he. There was no open vision. And the word of God was precious in those times. The Rhema word was real. Amen. And the Bible says, the people, the men stagger from sea to sea, wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In Amos 8 and verse 12, people will wander around looking for the word, but they will not find it. In Amos 8 and verse 11, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Amen. There was no open vision, and there was no dream. The word of God was so precious in those days. It was not common in those days. What happened during that time? Amen. Because the Bible said at that time, Eli was old. His children was doing whatever they wanted to do. They did not serve God. Amen. And Eli was a priest of God. And he could not be able to train his children in a way that they should go. That when they are old, they will not depart from it. Amen. Therefore, they were doing things contrary to what the father had done. Amen. And being an old man, he was not able to bring them under control. Therefore, everybody did whatever pleases him. Amen. The word of God was precious. And I pray that as we are living in this world where even the word of God cannot be preached in some countries, it will never happen in the United States. The word, you can read it, you can have it, you can own it. Amen. But the word of God is being taken away from schools. And the word of God is our fighting machinery. In Ephesians 6 and verse 17, it is the sword of the Spirit. God's word. God's word. You need God's word. I need God's word. We all need the word of God. The word of God is our tool to fight the enemy. Humanism is the word of God that we will use to fight New Age movement. It's God's word to fight all kinds of things that are being thrown to people all over the world. It's God's word. God's word is powerful. It's creative. It's active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. The word of God is able to give life. Amen. The Bible says, that word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against it. The word of God keeps us from sinning. When you have God's word in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, it keeps you from sinning. Because anytime you go in near something that is contrary to what is written in the word, the Holy Spirit brings it back to you and says, hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word is active and powerful. It's the source of life. It gives us life. We need God's word. You know what Africa needs? We need the word. We need the word. The word of God. Amen. You know, our area was known for Satanism, fetish shrines, and all kinds of stuff. It was in total darkness. And we began to pray. We began to preach the gospel, go from village to village. We have to walk. If you have to walk, we walk. Amen. Preaching the gospel in marketplaces in different areas. And now the word of God is spreading throughout our region. And we see a great light coming to Africa. The light of the gospel of Christ that is able to give life, that is able to destroy the works of the enemy, the powers of darkness that hands be. God's word is able to penetrate through where you cannot go. When you are afraid, God's word will always be there and encourage you and strengthen you and move you on. That word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hallelujah. You need the word of God because it's able to make our way prosperous. Whatever we do, we prosper. When you hide the word of God in your heart, whatever you do, you prosper. The Bible says in Acts 20 verse 32, it says, I commend you to the word of his grace that is able to build you up. Hallelujah. God's word is able to build us up, make us strong and powerful, unmovable and unshakable in the name of Jesus Christ. God's word. You need God's word. I need God's word. And I thank God when the altar was open for people that have a word. And this young man and woman encouraging us to read the word of God, not only once a week. Hallelujah. Not when we come to a church. Amen. Not when you have a problem that you flip through the pages and look at where it will encourage you. No. You read it every day, every morning, every evening. Hallelujah. You memorize it. You talk the word of God to yourself. You preach it. You witness it. You share it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You eat it until the word of God is soaking your spirit. Amen. That the enemy, when he comes against you and attack you, he will move you this way. When he moves you this way, you can't fall down because the word of God is so strong in your heart. And the enemy said, I can't do it. And you come back this way and the enemy is falling down. Because God's word is in your heart. It has built you. It has made you a strong pillar in the house of God. We need men and women that will study the word of God. The Bible says in those days, there was no open vision. And the word of God was real. Hallelujah. It was precious in those days. But thank God, today we have the whole gospel of Christ in us. The whole Bible is with us. We need it and we have it in our lives. Hallelujah. There are many nations that cannot have the Bible. Amen. Persecute the church. They don't have it. But you have it. And I have it. There's no reason we can't read it. There's no reason we can't study it and make ourselves strong in the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says there was no open vision. Amen. There was no open vision, and God's word was precious in those days. Hallelujah. And God called Samuel. Samuel! He's a young man. He doesn't know the voice of God. I believe when he came to the house, he has never heard the word of God. He has never heard the voice of the Almighty God. God was calling somewhere. And there are some of us here, when God calls, we don't recognize the voice of God. The Bible says he shall hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you don't know what to do, that is when you need the word of God to come and direct your steps. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says, Samuel, he ran to his boss. Master, did you call me? Hallelujah. He said, I didn't call you. Amen. And I was pondering on it and said, didn't Eli hear God calling Samuel? Amen. Oh, the word of God has not come to Eli for so long a time. He forgot to recognize the voice of God. These are questions that we have to answer ourselves. Hallelujah. Samuel! He ran to his boss again. He said, I never call you. Go back to sleep. Amen. Then he calls again. Samuel! He go back to his master, and master said, now I know your God is calling you. When he calls again, say, here am I, master, speak, for thy servant hear it. And God is calling all of us that we will be obedient to his word. We will read his word. We will study his word. We will apply his word. Hallelujah. To our lives and to the lives of our children, we will do what God will have us to do concerning his word, God's word. There was no open vision. And the word of God was so precious in those days. But thank God it's not precious because we can read it. You can hear it from the television. You can hear it from tape, CDs, and all kinds of stuff. You can read it. From books. Amen. When our sister was giving a prophecy about me and about work and literature, I said, how am I going to do this? Hallelujah. Then I told Dr. Jean taught, and I said, well, he said from far and near, you are number one. You are going to help me to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes God speaks to us. We don't know how it's going to come to pass. But God in his own wisdom will bring people along. You think we can build a nursing school? I can't do that. No, I cannot. Amen. Build 21 churches and all kinds of stuff. No, I can't. But God brings people along. He has brought you all together. And together as a team, we are working together, fulfilling the commands of the gospel of Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Yeah. To go into all the ethnos, to go into all ethnicity, to go into all nations. Ethnicity is where we get a word tribe. To go into all tribes and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. So once I am there, you are in Ghana preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God because you're praying for us. You are sending finances to pay somebody's salary. Amen. The gospel is being preached because of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he called Samuel again. And the master said, realize that God is calling this young man. This young man. You have a call upon your life. God has placed a call upon your life. Sometimes you don't know it. But it shall come to pass. Whatever God has placed in your heart, it shall come to pass. In his right time, everything will flow together beautifully for his glory and for his honor. Hallelujah. I believe when the Lord called me, I said, how? In a little village? Amen. My mother and my dad were separated when I was 4, raised by my mom. I grew with very little shy person. Here, see a lot of people here, I won't pass there. I'll pass a different place. In class, I don't even raise my hand unless the teacher forced me to speak. Hallelujah. But when Jesus comes into your heart, he changes you. He brings healing to your soul. And my dad died in my arms, and I look at him, I said, he looked at me and said to me, son, I wish I had known the Lord earlier. I said, that I forgive you, but we shall meet in glory. Then he died. When Jesus comes into your heart, you forgive those who wrong against you. You forgive them and let them go. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible said, he called again, and Samuel, he said, when you hear the voice again, say, here am I. Who will say, here am I, Lord, send me. Send me, Lord. At the first place, God has sent you to Ahava Yeshua. That is your first call. Your first call is to this church. Hallelujah. And your first call as to this church, we need to be dedicated and committed to the church, to the activities of this family and to this body. Hallelujah. Giving all our life, time, and energy. Because actually, what we are looking for around the world, at work, it helps us to put food in our mouth and food on the table, clothes on our back, a place to lay our head. But you're not going to take them anywhere. Hallelujah. You're going to leave them all behind. Because when the trumpets sound, you're not going to move your burden and say, burden, come along with me. When the trumpet sound, you're not going to move your car and say, car, come with me. You're going to leave them behind and be like, woo! Glory! We will be in glory with the Lord forever and ever and ever. It is time to be excited for the Lord and work for God and let God's word consume your whole life in the name of Jesus Christ and work for Jesus Christ and commit yourself to the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't come to church today, next week you take it off. Hallelujah. When you don't go to work, you come to church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have home groups, you go to your home group. Amen. You learn, you experience the love of God. You share your experiences with people, encouraging them. And thank God, God has given us a mandate. And he's calling us. He's calling your name, not Samuel, but your name. Put your name there. And he's calling you 3 times. He has called upon you. And when he calls, he said there was no open vision. But this time when he calls, you're going to put a word in your mouth that you will speak it. Hallelujah. You will share his word to people, that people will be encouraged and strengthened in the power of the Holy Ghost. We got a job to do. We have somewhere to go. Somewhere around the world, God is sending us to your neighbors, sending us to your friends, sending us to your colleagues at work. He's sending us to your people, people that live around your house. Glory to God. Your community and your church. Hallelujah. He's sending you to this country. He's sending you to Africa. Hallelujah. Yes, we have the bugs and mosquitoes. I'll protect them all. I'll protect you from them all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us sit underneath men that have proven ministries over the years and learn from them. Encourage them when they are weak. Praise the Lord. And strengthen their hands for the work they are doing. When people in the church have a problem, they know where to go. But when pastors have a problem, they don't know where to go. Let's encourage our leadership. Let's encourage ourselves. And let's do the work of God. And one day, he He will look at you and say, well done. You have done a good job. May the Lord bless all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.